Verse 12 of Isaiah 7 reads, "But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord." Oh, what a pious fraud he was. And I hear a lot of that false piousity today. I heard a lady make this statement. "I very frankly don't enjoy flying. I do a great deal of it, but I don't enjoy it." And this lady knew about it, and she says, "It's just due to a lack of faith." She says, "We pray, my husband and I pray before we get on a plane, and we know it's not going to fall." Well, my friend, that's not faith, that's foolishness. You don't know at all. And then there was a lady here in this area of California that went to a so-called faith healer and said she was healed of cancer. And she always added, "It's too bad Dr. McGee doesn't go to that faith healer and get healed himself." Well, I need not tell you, I guess, that she's buried not long ago. She died of cancer, by the way. That's foolishness. I think she should have gone to the best specialist that there was. That's what I did. And I went to a man as a Christian, too. And I trusted the Lord, put my life in His hand. And I turned the case over to the great physician. And I think when we do all we can, He does all He can then. Faith is never foolishness. And God's saying to this king, "I know how you feel." God knew his heart. He was afraid, fearful. "Now ask a sign." And this pious fraud says, "I won't ask, I won't tempt God." And he's a rascal, friends. Faith is never a leap in the dark. It's not a happenstance. It is not shutting your eyes and expecting things to work out. Faith always rests on fact. God asks you to trust Christ because he's a historical fact today. He asked people before then to bring a little sacrifice. That helped their faith. But today, you and I look back to a historical fact that he's come. And this has been fulfilled. Will you notice what God says to him? God says, listen, verse 13, "And he said, Hear ye now, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary man, but will ye weary my God also?" God says, "You make me sick at my tummy. You weary me. You make me tired talking like that.